Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 94, Evidence of God, Effects of the Bible. Being human is a complex experience. You have physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual needs. The Bible stresses that the physical body is to be regarded as the temple of God. The physical part of being human is of great importance, then. To follow the Bible is to walk in the way of sound principles of physical health, in sharp contrast to the alcoholism, drug addiction, and general intemperance of our day. Creation is mentioned at least 65 times in the Bible. Certainly, biblical writers did not view the studies of the natural sciences as being antagonistic to their devotion to God. Man was intended to be the scientist, the engineer, and the researcher. The Bible does warn against the folly of pride, which would make man's learning his master rather than his servant. One of today's greatest needs is how to advance technologically without diminishing morally. The Bible's way provides the vital balance. Your emotional and spiritual needs are, first, you want to be recognized as an individual. No one wants to be known as old what's-his-name. Second, you want to belong to a group. Loneliness is the great emotional cancer of our time. These two needs create a civil war within you. How can you be truly individual without becoming overbearing? How can you belong without compromising your individuality? The Bible answer is expressed in the words of Jesus, Matthew chapter 20, verses 26 and 27. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. This is the way to true individuality and true fellowship. Another basic need is the concern for purpose. It appears that we have much to live on and little to live for today. The Bible points out that God is interested in you. Your vocation and the multitude of daily tasks are not just vanity and emptiness, but they are recognized by the living God. Boredom is the result of excluding God from your plans. Jesus said, reading Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" The Bible fulfills the answer to guilt and death by pointing you to the Savior, through whom you can be forgiven, and who will walk with you throughout life. His resurrection is dynamic proof that death will not be last word for you.
The message you have just heard was